It's Robert from Paid Content here with Ben Drury, CEO of 7digital, at the launch announcement of 7digital's new US service this morning. Ben, 7digital is finally launching in the US after, I think, a year after you first told us of the ambition. Sounds like it's been a difficult time with label negotiations, typically. The price point is, what, 77 cents per track and $7.77 per album. That undercuts iTunes and Amazon MP3. How are you able to offer it for cheaper, and can that work?
Well, thanks, Robert. First of all, it has taken us a while to launch in the US, and some of it was to do the labels, but actually we really wanted to go in with the US with something else rather than just a standard MP3 service. So we've been aggressive on pricing, but we're also launching today in the US on BlackBerry as well. And that's the real hook, because, yes, if we're just launching a PC MP3 service, it's not especially new, but now we're launching simultaneously on the BlackBerry. We're the only international service, download service on BlackBerry today. And on the pricing, we've been able to do that. There is, funny enough, there are higher margins in the US, and we still think we can go at those prices and still be profitable at that level.
I mean, America has not just the aforementioned iTunes and Amazon, but also services like Pandora and Rhapsody, quite entrenched there. How difficult would it be for a UK company to make it big across the Atlantic?
Well, we think we can be a good partner to some of those companies you mentioned. Maybe not Rhapsody, but certainly Pandora. We've got a good track record of partnering with people like Spotify, Last.fm, Winamp, Songbird. In Europe, but and also some of those partnerships will be existing in the US. Just opening up our APIs, allowing partners to really do some deep integrations is something that Amazon's certainly not doing, and Apple would never do. It's not really part of Apple's philosophy to do that.
The API has been a big driver for you in Europe, powering downloads for the likes of Winamp and Songbird. You think you can strike similar white label deals, I guess, in the US?
Well, it's important that to mention that Winamp and Songbird, they're not white label deals. They are 7digital branded services, just optimized and integrated with those companies, where those companies have worked with our APIs to bring 7digital into those things. We do power some white label services as well, and it uses often the same APIs. So we've got the joint approach of doing these B2B white label deals and also partnerships, again, using APIs. I think that we have the most flexible APIs out there in music, and we'll continue to push that. The fact that we also have this broad international reach means that if you're an internet company, an internet startup or an established internet company, and you want to provide a service to a broader reach as possible, then we're the natural partner, because no one else can offer that.
Yeah, that upstart Spotify is everyone's favourite topic at the moment. It's a very different service, of course. It's unlimited, and they call it the celestial jukebox, I guess, the idea that you can listen to an unlimited number of tracks, either with ads or for subscription, whereas 7digital is paper download a la carte. But nevertheless, they hope to launch in the US. You've beaten them to it. How come?
Well, I wouldn't say we've beaten them to it. We are fantastic. Spotify are a fantastic partner of ours, and we work very closely with them. I speak to them almost every day. We're one of the reasons that they're one of the reasons that we went into Sweden, for example, because obviously Spotify is Swedish. Both models are very interesting, and I think both models can absolutely coexist. That's why they link to us for downloads. We definitely do not see them as a competitor, and they don't see us as a competitor. They have plans to launch in the US. We're already there. We hope that we can work with them in the US as we do with other partners. So they've been a fantastic thing for the market. Subscription, they've got the best chance of making subscription work. There's been so many attempts, but as I said in the presentation today, we just fundamentally don't believe in one size fits all. Subscription will never be right for everybody. Free to air with ads will never be right for anyone, and a la carte will never be right for anyone. But actually, I think you're going to see a combination of all three models persisting.
And just quickly, last month your venture capital backers sold to HMV. How's life with HMV so far?
So we've been working with HMV for a while now, and it was obvious that they're the biggest entertainment retailer in the UK and Canada. They needed to do something radical in digital, and I got to know Simon Fox, their CEO, through the Entertainment Retailers Association.